Happy Saturday and first day of February, Squamish, an Environment Canada special weather statement is in effect for our region today. Expect snowfall and blowing snow, with Arctic outflow conditions from now into next week. A wintry mix of weather conditions is expected to impact the south coast of BC over the next several days, reads the statement. Today, February 1st, we will see snowfall amounts of between 2 to 4 centimeters. We will reach a high of 2°C and see an overnight low down to 0°C. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says an upper low will slowly slide southwards along the BC coast this weekend, resulting in unsettled conditions with convective flurries at times. Snowfall totals of 10 to 20 centimeters are possible Sunday into Monday morning as the Arctic air pushes towards the coast. The upper low will help usher in much colder temperatures into early next week, with strong outflow winds developing as an Arctic ridge of high pressure builds over the BC interior. The key message heading into the Alpine next week is to bundle up as there is a risk of frostbite, with Alpine temperatures expected to drop below minus 20 to minus 25 Tuesday to Friday, Ross said. Sunrise on Feb. 1 was at 7:45 a.m. Sunset today will be at 5:08 p.m. Winter tires didn't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32. Reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 12.21%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Victoria, which saw a high of 9°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 6.1°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 31st was again Dease Lake, which dipped to minus 25°C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.1°C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6°C, the minimum temperature is 5.4°C, and the maximum is 8.3°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is high, the treeline rating is high, and the below treeline rating is considerable. Problems include storm slabs. What does a high rating mean? High is the second highest level on the avalanche danger scale. During periods of high danger, avalanche conditions are very dangerous and travel in avalanche terrain is not recommended. Natural avalanches are likely and human-triggered avalanches are very likely, reads the Avalanche Canada site. The advice for today from avalog.co is, fresh snow sits over unstable surfaces, creating dangerous avalanche conditions. Stick to simple, low-angle terrain and avoid overhead hazard. Use conservative route selection. Choose simple, low-angle terrain with no overhead hazard. Don't let the desire for deep powder pull you into high-consequence terrain. Closely monitor how the new snow is bonding to the old surface. Sea to Sky Gondola. The Sea to Sky Gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Tubing is back. With recent conditions, the tube park is open. How to find it? Next to the Wonderland Lake Loop, the park is about a 2-minute walk from the Summit Lodge. The tube park offers sliding fun for all ages. The tube park viewing platform is a great place to watch all of the action if you are not tubing. Cost: $5, which includes unlimited access within tube park hours. Slide down and walk up. Last rental: 3 p.m. Our tube park is open 7 days a week once conditions permit. Please visit our daily conditions for the latest trail conditions and winter activity report. Tube park tickets can be purchased at guest services or at the Summit gift shop, reads the Gondola site. Dumpster fire. Did you see smoke last Friday? Squamish fire rescue crews confirm that firefighters responded to a report of a dumpster fire on January 24 at approximately 8:19 p.m. in the 3900 block of Government Road. There were no reported injuries from this fire. When the first crew arrived on the scene, they discovered a fully involved dumpster fire, reads an email from the District of Squamish. Another crew followed. The crews put out the fire, which was mostly wood products. Both crews stayed on scene on the fire until it was 100% extinguished. Good news, who says the news always has to be bad? Did you know today is RCMP Appreciation Day, Feb. 1, it is, across British Columbia, from our busiest cities to remote villages and Indigenous communities, we depend on our police officers to protect our neighborhoods and businesses, while fostering community connections. Every day they rise to the challenge, courageously upholding public safety with professionalism, said Gary Begg, Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, in a news release. For more than half my life, I've had the privilege of serving on the front lines with the BCRCMP. No matter the uniform, police officers serve with honor, dedication, and a profound sense of duty. I understand the challenges that come with this profession, and I have deep respect for the officers who put their lives on the line every day, leaving their families behind to keep our communities safe. Begg asked residents to show their support for the BCRCMP serving throughout our province and thank them for the incredible work they do. Know of something good happening in town that would fit here? Email news@squamishchief.com.events to note there's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of upcoming events that stood out to us. Tonight, catch a whole lot of lead at Trickster's Hideout at 38005 Cleveland Avenue from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Experience the best Led Zeppelin tribute band in the Sea to Sky area, a whole lot of lead. We guarantee this is the closest you'll get to the real thing in BC. Get ready for a night of classic, gutsy, psychedelic, hard rock and blues delivered with the intensity and fearlessness of Led Zeppelin at their early 70s peak, reads the listing, Feb. 5, if you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38201 3rd Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m., come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also February 5th, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-informed practices with Sarah Leanhart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. No parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on west side, 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on west side, Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on east side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the Crescent, no name road, entire street. No parking on east side, Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on south side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on east side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on south side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on east side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on north side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on west side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.opening(other closing) issues to note on the highway. On Highway 99, watch for slushy with slippery sections between Clark Drive and Autumn Drive for 65.2 kilometers, Squamish to Whistler. Also on Highway 99, be alert for compact snow between Trudy's Landing and Seton Lake Road for 77.5 kilometers, Whistler to 38 kilometers south of Lillooet. On Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and the end of Highway 99 for 121.0 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Gas prices in Squamish today, the cheapest regular gas is going for 174.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar. Located at 9001 Valley Dr. Gas in Whistler is 173.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in North Vancouver is 182.9 per liter at the Petro-Canada at 1245 Lonsdale Avenue, according to GasBuddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Grand Forks, where you can fill up for 156.9 per liter at SuperSave Gas, at 2773 Central Avenue.